Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello. Welcome to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. I am thrilled to have as my guest today Dr. Christian Bogner. Hi, Christian.
Hey, Patty. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
You're welcome. I can't wait for our listeners to hear all about what you're doing. It's very exciting. Christian's talking to us from Detroit, right?
That's it.
Good. And he is a functional medicine doctor, but first and foremost, the father of four, right? Four children?
Yes.
And a son who is 17 on the spectrum, correct?
Yeah, he's 19, Philip. Yeah.
19, okay. And having him diagnosed really changed your GPS, didn't it?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Changed my life.
So tell us about what happened.
Well, I was in residency, in an OBGYN residency, very busy residency, just straight out of medical school, and starting in a busy U.S. hospital in Detroit, and we had a son, Philip, and he developed very well. And just like with so many other families that I, have heard now over the years, at about 18 months, when he got his MMR shot, everything that he gained was lost. So, he engaged in repetitive movements, activities, he didn't respond to his name, he had no more eye contact, he lost the words that he has gained. And it was very clear that was something seriously wrong. And, later was diagnosed with autism. And me, coming out of medical school, was surprised to not know anything about this. We didn't learn about this in medical school, really. And
his story is common. We've heard his story on this show many, many, many times. But being a doctor, You had to change some thinking, didn't you?
Well, I didn't. I was at the mercy of the experts, which was the pediatrician, and I was surprised that there wasn't really anything that they wanted to do to investigate what happened. And obviously, there was something that happened to him,
right?
And so I very quickly realized that I'm not going to get help from conventional medicine because I had, everything at my fingertips. I'm like, there's so much research out there. Why is not anybody doing anything? And so I quickly started to put things in my own hands, connect the dots, and here we are, 17 years later with, looking at this whole system. It's just unbelievably ridiculous, that we're not doing more for these children, for our children.
So you stepped up to the plate and got trained.
Yes, about 6 years ago, I left a well-paying job, as an OBGYN, and, started my own practice, got my functional medicine certification, and started to, meet with families. And since the last 6 years, I've met with hundreds and hundreds of families, heard their stories from all over the world, not just the U.S., but, Dubai and India and China and Hong Kong and Brazil.
Wow.
And about 90%, I would say, of all the parents that I see that have a child affected with autism say that, it's a very similar story. That there was some point where there was a regression where all of the gains been lost. And I have to be honest, most of them say that vaccines were involved.
And so when you say the vaccines were involved, it happened soon after his MMR shot.
Yes.
And
some it's a more gradual regression, and some, you know, they have fevers, seizures, ER visits, and it's just astounding when the parents are telling me this over and over, you know, that the child had such a high fever, they had to go to the hospital, they had seizures. And then they went back to the pediatrician, and they said it was a coincidence. It's not related to the vaccines. And when you hear it over and over, it becomes almost frightening, you know, that there's a bigger agenda behind this. And, you know, that's where we are. That's where I am at with my viewpoint on the Western medicine, that there's a complete, ignorance at play from our apparent thought leaders for our children, our protection for our children, our pediatricians. There's a complete failure in the system. It's scary, but the good news is there are many individuals who disagree with this Western medicine approach that's currently in play, and we have found, ways to improve these children's lives. That's the most, important, is that change can be done. We can help these children, our children, and it's very evident. And we've undertaken a lot of steps to ensure that we can provide these changes, this help, to everybody.
I love it, and I know that you are well sought after as one of those doctors who has really studied this and has applied the functional medicine principles to your practice, but also developed some products and services that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But now you have a thriving practice in Detroit, and it's all telemedicine, isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
Or mostly telemedicine.
It's convenient. You know, you don't have to wait very long to get an appointment. You don't have to wait in the waiting room. You don't have to bring your child, to the office. Because at the end of the day, autism doesn't really mean anything. We're not treating autism. We're treating these children's symptoms. Their negative symptoms.
What's causing the symptoms?
Yeah, and then, of course, we have to address the root causes. What I have learned the most is from talking to hundreds and hundreds of families that have done all of these, garden variety of interventions that are out there, from flying to other countries to get stem cells to, stool transplants to hyperbaric oxygen therapy to, cannabis therapy to chelation to, treating with antibiotics, and I've heard it all. And just by learning of how these interventions impacted families, you can kind of get a sense of, this is, maybe something that we want to pay closer attention to, because out of the hundreds and hundreds of families, this has worked maybe a little bit better than this. And then start to come up, kind of putting the puzzle pieces together of, what are we really looking at? What is the root cause? And that's really what functional medicine is all about.
Right.
We're not looking at the GI tract, like a GI doctor or neurologist just looking at the nervous system. Functional medicine is connecting all of these systems because, all of these systems are talking to each other, the brain and the gut, for example. You know about that very well. You've written about this in your book, the gut, brain.
And that's where you start, with the microbiome.
Yes, we believe that is the fundamental core, and everything else will tangiate from that, because the toxicity really lies in the biome. And then it's, up to the, certain environmental influences from the outside, and of course the genetic makeup of the individual that then will translate into, the big possibilities of autism variations that falls under the umbrella of this diagnosis of autism. But at the end of the day, we have children that are suffering. Many of them, are not speaking. They're self-harming. They are not thriving. There are significant involved with that for families and stress and loss of income for the parents. You know, there's so much involved with it.
It's such a domino effect, isn't it? So where do you start? Do you do testing, or do you work from the symptoms that they've given you, and do you recommend diets or supplements? Give us a kind of a game plan, and I know every child is different, but generally, what do you do?
Well, generally, we, of course, want to take a very comprehensive history of what occurred. We want to assess how well-informed are the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have they done many things before and they are already in an advanced level and just want to do the next thing for their child? Or did they just receive the diagnosis in a first child and then
right.
the first time they heard about autism? And it's kind of a different approach. And then, you know, you kind of want to be very careful about saying or making claims or anything, but you just want to make suggestions in regards to, okay, well, I'm just a provider and I can just tell you what I believe is you know, something that you should consider. And that for us, you know, and I'm talking about my colleague Alex that I'm working with, we are focusing on the microbiome. And so we do want to test the microbiome and, you know, then correlate it everything else with the symptoms. You know, when we test the microbiome, Alex has developed a system where he can analyze raw data from this technology called 16S, which is where we sequence the DNA of bacteria and plot the abundance of bacteria. You know, we have thousands of different bacteria. Which ones are too high? Which ones are too low? You know, research has shown that there's a very strong correlation with the microbiome and autism. And that has to do with, you know, these imbalances of bacteria in the microbiome that ultimately cause inflammation and, you know, increased gut permeability and then stress on the system, because these toxins, you know, we talk about heavy metals, mold toxins, industrial chemicals, food chemicals, and so forth, and even food protein like gluten and casein that start to slip into the liver. And, you know, and if you have issues with detoxification, which we believe is kind of a prerequisite in autism, that you have to have some genetic predispositions of not being able to handle all of these toxins coming in, you know, because, again, up to 90% of children with autism have gut issues, but not every child with gut issues has autism. So there has to be another piece to it, and we have identified that this is a problem for these children with detoxification. And
so you know, mentioned this 16S test. Is this a test that parents can buy from you or from somewhere else, and can they do it themselves, or do you have to work with them on interpreting this test and tell them how they can get it?
Yeah, so compared to all of the other tests that I've done in the past, this is a very, very affordable test. You know, with a coupon code, you can get that for about $130. However, you know, again, I advise that not everybody should just go and run and get that test and then, you know, hope to just, you know, get the answers with a click of a button. There's some planning involved in this. You know, this is not for everyone, because once we analyze this stool sample, which is a service free of charge, you know, you will get a very detailed analysis of the microbiome composition and also suggestions of how you could address those imbalances. And that's usually a six-week intervention with herbs and prebiotics and probiotics and minerals and vitamins that are targeted to that individual's profile, you know, of bacteria. There's no such thing as a perfect microbiome, but there are certain imbalances that are definitely not normal in that individual. And those are the ones that we address. And usually, you know, I mean, with the feedback that we receive, it's incredible. We have hundreds and hundreds of pages of feedback from parents on our website. You know, we're very transparent with everything. And, you know, but just to make sure that you know what you're doing and, you know, when you start, that you're consistent, because, you know, healing takes time, you know that.
Right.
It's a marathon.
They say it takes as long to get well as it did to get sick.
Yeah. Well, it might take longer to repair.
At least as long.
It all differs. Like I said, some kids regress overnight. You know, they had a violent.
What I love about what I learned from you is that this gut balancing program doesn't kill the bad guys. It's truly a balancing program, and we're looking at getting the proper balance among the gut bacteria, because even what we've learned over the years is even some of those, quote, bad, unquote, bacteria serve a purpose when they're in our microbiome in small quantities. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. And there's no really any bad bacteria. You know, it's kind of a wrong term. That would imply really an infection like Salmonella or C. diff. We're talking about bacteria that are part of us. You know, I mean, we have, what, 36 trillion bacteria. We have thousands of different species living in us.
Mm-hmm.
We have more DNA in our bacteria than human DNA. But when, for example, one of these bacteria in the microbiome is supposed to be 1% of the entire population, but we find that this particular bacteria, let's say Prevotella, is 60% of the entire microbiome. You don't have to be a genius to figure out this is not normal. Knowing that Prevotella is a bacteria that can release toxins, endotoxins we call them, and cause inflammation, including brain inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Implicated in immune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis, and there's a lot of research out there. And all we want to do is bring it down again, bring it down to the 1%, and that requires experience, of knowing what works, what doesn't, which herb can bring this down, what has research shown us. Oh, there's a fiber called GOS that can reduce, Clostridium, for example. And it's just an example, but, we make the recommendations targeted, with what we have available in evidence-based research, and combine that with Alex's experience from now having analyzed probably about 2,000 stool samples. And you see, you start taking the stool test, then you do 6 weeks of, targeted supplementation, and then you check again after the 6 weeks. And over the years, Alex has seen, this really worked to reduce this bacteria, and I can reproduce it. And so the experience that comes with Alex and, using the evidence-based research that is available already, it's really an incredible program. And, it's not just me saying that. The feedback from the parents speaks for itself. We have interviewed parents. We have an hour-long YouTube audio message video. We have hundreds of emails that we have posted in regards to the progress that families have seen with them.
This makes so much sense, Christian, that you're balancing, that we're looking at making balance, and we want that theory of balance to be part of everything we do. We want to balance work and play. We want to balance being asleep and being awake. We want to balance the gut bacteria, and the more that we know about what a good balance looks like, and you say there's no perfect microbiome, but as we get into these ones that are harmful versus the ones that are beneficial in certain quantities, that is what causes someone to go from sickness to health, from autism to non-autism. And I think we can apply this to other neurodevelopmental issues like, say, OCD or bipolar or ADHD. Can't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the best example would be my mom. She has rheumatoid arthritis, and we checked her microbiome, with the same technique, and found that she has 35% of Prevotella abundance.
This Prevotella guy sounds terrible. I wish I don't have too many AM.
It's actually bacteria that starts, that grows based off fungal metabolites, and it's actually just the response of the body that there's a danger in the gut. And so it's a marker for us. But, of course, bringing it down is just an indicator that you're doing something right, that you're decreasing the inflammation in the gut. So it's not to say that Prevotella causes autism at all. It's a side effect of what's occurring in the microbiome. And we use it as a marker. You know, we're not just focusing on that. Many kids don't have Prevotella elevations, for example. But, you know, like you said earlier, what I wanted to emphasize is that, you know, you can't kill yourself to a healthy microbiome. That's what Alex keeps repeating.
I love that.
And there are organizations, unfortunately, you know, with big-name speakers that advocate to treat these children with antibiotics. And here's why that's the problem. The problem is these kids are getting significantly better when you do use those approaches. But if you think about it, well, what do the antibiotics do? Well, they actually kill the bacteria that are overgrown. But at the same time, you know, and you see improvements because there's less toxins that are being released by those bacteria. Mm-hmm. Inflammation goes down. But you're also killing good bacteria. So they proportionally will go down. And realizing that some good bacteria control bad bacteria. And then let's say you have, you know, certain toxins in the food like glyphosate that you know can reduce Bifidobacterium and Lactobacillus, these good ones. Well, the consequence then is that these bad bacteria overgrow.
Yeah.
Or these unwanted bacteria overgrow. And now you're throwing in an antibiotic, well, you're killing both the good and the bad, and good luck coming off the antibiotic because you will slip right back into where you started, and oftentimes much worse.
And Christian, this is so informative. We need to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about your collaboration with Alex and a little bit more about him and the company that you and he started together. You're listening to The Autism Detective. I'm speaking today with Dr. Christian Bogner. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Autism Detective. I'm talking to Dr. Christian Bogner, who has been informing us about what a healthy microbiome looks like and how to make it healthy, get it healthy, keep it healthy. Christian, you have mentioned this guy Alex a couple of times. Tell us, does he have a last name, and where is he, and what is he, and how you guys work together?
So Alex Zaharakis, he is in Tucson, Arizona. He is a father of three, and his oldest, Jane was affected with autism. He's 9 years old.
Okay.
Alex is he's a licensed and board certified medical physicist in radiation oncology, and he works at the cancer center in Tucson.
And I'm going to have him on my show soon too.
He's very good to have on.
Good.
So Alex, I met about 5 years ago. You know, back then, you know, I had my practice and my patients, and I was a lot involved with, you know, addressing mold issues and toxicities and genetics and autism. While in parallel, you know, he was doing the gut balancing, and it was kind of new to all of us in the community. You know, what's gut balancing? You know, finally somebody addressing the gut. And the difference to him, you know, because a lot of practitioners did gut testing, but the difference was that Alex, you know, used this newer technology called 16S, and the difference is that it's not cultured bacteria that quantify the you know, growth of the bacteria, but that, you know, we actually sent it through a sequencer and have, you know, abundances and percentages based on DNA info. So it's more like a 23andMe for your gut. And so this technology, you know, is assessing thousands of different bacteria and detecting, you know, abnormalities. You know, whereas other stool tests just check for, you know, the most common bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started to, you know, talk just about autism, you know, just like how can we help our kids? And we kind of merged our work and, you know, started a company. Because early in last year, in March, we discovered a very crucial piece in all of this. And that's that piece that I mentioned, you know, in regards to the defects and detoxification that we discovered in our children. You know, by then, Alex already had, you know, collected and analyzed a lot of info, you know, and feedback from parents in regards to his intervention approaches, you know, with herbs and with, you know, prebiotics and probiotics. And that's why it was very interesting. My God, what he's doing is really making a change. And, you know, he was very elegantly documenting the progress and the data that he collected. You know, he has a background in math and biostatistics, and you know, it was very nice to see all that. And so so I knew that he's on the right track with this, you know, because
right.
of he just showed the results of what the parents were saying. I mean,
so what was the company you started?
So once we discovered this molecule, you know, sodium thiosulfate, to be very effective in helping these kids detoxify, we started this company called Thiogenix, and we created this lotion with this compound in it, and we saw just very significant gains in our children from based on feedback. And shortly after, you know, we started a separate company because we were kind of sick and tired of, you know, being stuck and surrounded by 300 bottles of different supplements. And I'm sure many parents can relate. You have a whole pantry full of supplements that you collected over the years.
I think I have about 300.
Yeah, and so part of the thing was, you know, with Alex's recommendations for the microbiome, there were just so many recommendations, you know, so, like, often 20, 25 different things you had to get together. And, you know, for a 3-4-year-old child, that's not often, you know,
that's
though you
crazy.
Have the solution. Yeah, to get this
you energy. Mentioned this molecule, sodium disulfate. Tell us more about that.
So sodium thiosulfate is just simply two ingredients. It's salt and sulfur. You know, both without, we would not be able to exist. You know, the problem is that we cannot produce sulfur. And we need sulfur to detoxify. Without it, we would die. And we need the sulfur from the outside. And, you know, sulfur is often in, you know, the nightshades, the cruciferous vegetables, it's in eggs and garlic and you know, kombucha or onions. And, you know, our kids don't eat that anyway, not to speak of.
But if we have a sulfation defect,
yes.
What
so
happens?
I collaborate with a lot of, you know, experts in that field, like Stephanie Senef is one of them. And just to give
right.
an example, you know, she dedicated her life to study the effects of glyphosate on the human organism.
Mm.
And glyphosate, you know, which is found in literally everything, your tap water, it's in prenatal vitamins, and it's in vaccines, it's in all processed foods that you can think of. They even found it in organic wine and in breast milk. And
right. And it affects our ability to detoxify.
Yes. Glyphosate is a sulfation inhibitor. So it, you know, if you have you know, a problem genetically with assembling the right and correct forms of sulfur, such as thiosulfate, then you have big problems in the process that we call recycling glutathione. And glutathione, as many of you know, it's our master detox molecule, but it's not about necessarily that we don't make enough. It's that we don't recycle it enough, because that process requires sulfation. And thiosulfate can help with that process. And so you literally just keep the wheels spinning for these kids to properly detoxify.
And you know, we do this through a lotion. You have this lotion.
Correct, yes.
Called what?
The Thioguard. Thioguard lotion.
Thioguard.
Yeah.
How do they get it?
Well, you can go to our website, where we have a whole bunch of other microbiome-supporting supplements and, you know...
The website address? What's the URL?
ResearchedElements.com.
Say it again.
ResearchedElements.com.
Researched, E-D?
Yes.
Elements, plural?
Yes.
.com. And that's the name of your second company.
Yeah.
The Thiogenics got rolled into Researched Elements?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And, yeah, we just wanted to develop supplements that are the cleanest possible, because we're using them ourselves to give it to our families and children, and, you know, and wanted to kind of consolidate a lot of these, you know, why do I need to buy NAC separately? I could just have it in our multivitamin. You know, why do I need to buy lion's mane? Why do I need to buy all of these different things, $20 each? We just put it all, consolidated it in the most comprehensive way that we could. And we have about 20 different products, you know, a lot of them supporting certain symptoms that we see with certain biochemical abnormalities, you know, like giddy laughter that you see in autism. We correlated it to ammonia. Or, you know, night wetting, bat wetting. You know, it's associated with oxalates, which
wow.
is relieved from...
I want to know more about these products, but we need to take another break. And when we come back, I want you to tell people how to reach you and your practice, which we forgot to do, and then learn more about some of these amazing-sounding products. You're listening to the Autism Detective. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. My guest, Dr. Christian Bogner, is practicing in Detroit, but he could be anywhere because he does telemedicine. Christian, tell us how people can contact you and be part of your practice and maybe get some of these amazing results you're seeing across the board?
Yeah, you can just simply go to my website at drbognerhealth.com, or you can send us an email. You know, I'm working as with a functional medicine certified nurse for the last 4 years, Maggie, Magda Yaklin. She's brilliant. And you can email her to set up a free 15-minute screening phone call to see if this is right for you. And then you can still decide to make an appointment.
And what's that email?
The email is myaklin at drbognerhealth.com.
Okay. Spell her name again, please.
It's myaklin.
At Bogner Health.
At drbognerhealth.com.
Dr. Bogner. Is doctor spelled out or is it DR?
DR.
DR Bogner. B-O-G-N-E-R, health. Okay, so we were talking about some of these, this lotion, this amazing lotion with this molecule in it. What's the lotion called again?
It's called ThioGuard.
Thio, T-H-I-O, guard. And what's in it? It's got salt and...
It's got MSM in there. We developed a proprietary base for it, but the and then there's some sodium thiosulfate in there.
And what it doesn't have in it is as important as what it does have in it, right?
Right. No, it's as clean as we could make it to keep it stable. You know, we developed it over a year. We had about 3 chemists to stabilize that salt because it's not easy to do, and we finally got it down. It was a lot of work, but, yeah, it's an incredible lotion. We like it.
And you have another lotion that you're developing to release soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the ThioGuard helps with repairing or restoring the glutathione that has been used up previously. You know, it takes energy for the body to repair it. Because the way it works, you know, when glutathione binds a toxin, it donates a sulfur ion to that toxin to make it less negatively charged and more easy for the body to process and excrete it. But that leaves the glutathione without a sulfur ion, and hence the sodium thiosulfate will provide the energy to repair it. And that doesn't mean, though, that we're necessarily making new glutathione from scratch. You know, that was just recycling it. And so the new lotion that we're developing, which we call Glutathione Genesis, will provide one of the necessary building blocks for glutathione, which is cysteine. You know, glutathione is a tripeptide. It's made out of cysteine, glycine, and glutamate. But only cysteine, you know, which is a sulfated amino acid, is the one out of the three that's required to come from the outside. We can't assemble it. And that's why we put it in a lotion with magnesium and also with MSM to provide these building blocks for glutathione. So the whole wheel keeps spinning. And, you know, as you know, glutathione has two functions, main functions, and that is to bind toxins and to reduce free radicals, to reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you progressively do that, then the body will detoxify and take care of things, you know, one step at a time. But yeah, it's a great tool alongside with the balancing program because, you know, if you to reduce some of these toxic overgrowths of bacteria, you know, during that process, often these bacteria release their toxins, and you know, you can see an uptick in symptoms. And so these tools help to mitigate some of these, you know, negative behaviors that might arise, you know, even though they're temporary.
Amazing.
To try to make this process as smooth as possible. And so
Do you recommend a special diet or lifestyle changes to your patients along with these supplements?
Yes, of course. You know, this is the foundation. And, you know, I highly, highly recommend everybody read your book, Outsmarting Autism.
Thank you.
I don't need to reinvent the wheel. But those are the foundations. You know, your book is like the Bible of the introduction to autism, the introduction to, you know, autism being treatable, you know, just the holistic approach to it, and then that you emphasize how to focus on the root causes, and you know, then have a step-by-step action plan.
What have you found with diet with these with your families? Are they mostly gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, oxalate-free?
Yeah, everything free. Ice cube diet is the best, right? No. I spent about 2 years, you know, early in getting into this to really focus just on diet. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's not what we're striving to do, to kind of isolate you in a bubble where you can only eat sterile food. You know, why is Jimmy over here, who's neurotypical, and he's on a horrible diet, and he's drinking Mountain Dew every day, why is he not autistic? You know, and so there are some, obviously, some common sense things. You know, don't eat Twinkies, don't drink pop.
Right.
Maybe in the beginning, you know, reducing gluten and casein can help, but it's not a must.
Okay.
It's more important to avoid, you know, certain, you know, processed foods. I mean, gluten really only is a problem because they're spraying glyphosate on it. Why, you know, many, if you look at the rates of gluten sensitivities and compare Europe to the United States, why is there such a stark difference?
Uh-huh.
It's because we are spraying our food. And even though, you know, wheat is not genetically modified in this country, they yet still spray glyphosate.
Right.
On these crops. And the same with milk, you know, the cow milk is one of the largest carriers of glyphosate because they feed cows alfalfa, you know, which is sprayed and genetically modified. And so these issues
are not really
a problem. When you and me grew up, we didn't have gluten and casein issues, right?
How about recommending an organic diet or a plant-based diet? Is that better?
Absolutely. I mean, these are standard common sense approaches right at the beginning, and I tell my patients that. And most parents, honestly, already have grasped that concept. Yes, you know, I need to clean up my diet.
And then they say, he's going to starve.
Well, it's a problem for some, yes. They already have a restricted food, and they say, oh, all he eats is goldfish, and if I take that away, he's not eating anything. Well, you got to start somewhere. You've
got
to start having somebody on board then that can follow and, you know, tell you, all right, this is really, you know, beyond my abilities, you need to. But that's very rare. And so as long as you have somebody that you feel confident moving along on this journey, you know, oftentimes we see children trying new foods. They're trying new foods. They're more explorative, you know, when they undergo intervention like this very early on.
Right. So my book tells how to introduce new foods. There's a lot of suggestions on how to deal with picky eating, thanks to my co-founder years ago, Kelly Dorfman. She's the queen of helping picky eating. Christian, we need to take our last break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about researched elements and this newer company and some of your amazing powders that you have developed for kids who can't swallow pills and who are stuck. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. My guest, Christian Bogner, MD, is a functional medicine practitioner who can help you deal with your messed up microbiome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. My guest, Christian Bogner, has been telling us about his private practice, his telemedicine practice, his work with Alex Zaharakis, and Alex and is doing these amazing stool tests that give them a real look at what's going on in your microbiome, and their products and services they offer through a company called Researched Elements. Elements is plural, right?
Yes.
ResearchedElements.com, and that's where you'll find all their products. And one thing we haven't talked about is the nonprofit that you started called Autism is Biomedical. And that's how I got interested in what you were doing. I sort of saw you hanging out there in the background, and you certainly got my attention when you launched Autism is Biomedical. So tell us about that, and let's leave a little time to talk about some of those powders.
Yeah, so, you know, Alex and I, well, probably talk multiple times a day for the last 5 years. You know, we have talked to the highest people on probably most nonprofits for autism, you know, to help collaborate, you know, to change the course and the direction that we're going in. You know, I mean, 1 in 36 kids with autism right now. Wow,
right.
You know, this does not seem to get better. And so these nonprofits receive millions of dollars, millions every year, in the double digit millions. And where are we? What are they doing? You know, what do we have to offer parents, you know, coming out of this? And since we really were like hitting a brick wall with trying to help, trying to offer what, you know, our data and what we're doing, we said, let's just do our own. Let's bring some change. And so our foundation, we call it very boldly Autism is Biomedical. And that has many reasons, but, you know, we're going against the narrative, and I think you mentioned it in your book very eloquently, against normalizing autism, that we have to accept it, that
right.
There's autism pride, you know, there's neurodiversity. And
it's always, you know, been there, right? And we just didn't notice.
Yes, and it's getting more aggressive. And,
yep,
and
it
so
is.
Our purpose is, what we strive to do with the donations that we will receive, is that we will want to sponsor families to undergo biomedical intervention. And we want to pay for their consults, for their testing, for the supplements. And we want to document that in film through the lens of Ryan Hetrick. And as you know, he's the producer and director of this documentary called Restoring Balance, Autism Redefined. Well, basically in that documentary, you know, some of the leading experts in autism agree that the core of autism sits in the microbiome. And so
it's a wonderful documentary that they can find online, right?
Yes, the restoringbalance.com. To encourage everyone to see this. But basically, you know, with this, we want to make a little video for every family and show, you know, the before, during, and after results with Ryan's help. And then, you know, we believe in seeing is believing. And if you see a change in a child with just some natural intervention and a little bit of help, how much these families can change. You know, we have it documented and hundreds of testimonies, but seeing it is going
believing
to have a bigger
it,
impact.
For sure.
And, you know,
so that has a website, too, autismisbiomedical.org?
.com.
.com.
Yeah.
autismisbiomedical.com. I just want you to tell a little bit more about some of your other products, because I'm so impressed that you managed to get them into well-tasting, good-tasting powders that for kids that reject pills, and there's no sugar, right?
There's no added sugars, no artificial anything, no fillers. We found a brilliant manufacturer in Ohio, All In Nutritionals. You know, they have the highest certification, NSF certification, the FDA certified facility. And, you know, we produce small batches only, you know, which means what you get is relatively fresh. And, you know, we use so many ingredients in some of these products, you know, because to make it feasible and affordable for parents. Like, for example, Gut Guardian, just a microbiome support powder, which contains, you know, over 50 different herbs and you know, fibers.
Amazing.
And prebiotics. And we, you know, if you would just mix all of these herbs and plants together, they would taste horrible. And, you know, they're already very picky eaters. So we wanted to make it palatable for these kids. And so what our manufacturer is using is these amplifications of sweetness from the rinds of fruit. And this is a proprietary mechanism, you know, that adds zero sugar or anything artificial to the final product. And it's just great. I mean, you know, you're basically drinking something that tastes wonderful. And
does it look like Kool-Aid? Like,
yeah,
the red and purple?
The reds and purple certainly taste like a very popular electrolyte drink, the red one. And, you know, there are other, I mean, we have so many supplements, but they're mostly based, you know, the other ones based on symptoms. You know, if you treat the microbiome and you have a big fungal burden, let's say, and we're bringing this down, a lot of ammonia and oxalates are released.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these different toxins that are released into the bloodstream can elicit different symptoms, like I mentioned earlier.
Right.
And so we developed specific products for that. And, you know, based on, you know, what the parent is reporting, you know, oh, I see more teeth grinding, for example.
Mm.
Well, that's a sign of ammonia. We need to support the liver with our ammonia away, which contains acids that support the liver to break down ammonia. And when we use these, many times we hear that after 20 minutes of taking it, the symptoms resolve.
Wow.
So we use the most common symptoms that we see during detoxification, and also for general support, of course, and put them into these different supplements. Like our multivitamin has 52 different ingredients, you know, and not only the regular B vitamins, but, like, for example, we have three versions of vitamin B12 in there. No other supplement I know out there has all three versions of B12 in there.
Amazing. And the digestion can handle it.
Oh, absolutely. And you see, you know, that if you tackle it from all angles and you support all of the genes, you know, with the cofactors that they require. You know, I studied genetics for 4 years and did counseling based on SNP analyses for my patients.
Mm.
And the basic thing that I got out of that is that you got to keep the wheel spinning. If there's a gene that doesn't work properly and doesn't produce the enzyme, you end up on one side with something building up, right, which causes toxicity. And on the other side, it leaves something that wasn't produced because the enzyme wasn't there, which leads to a deficiency. And that goes back to, you know, ancient more practices of, like, the Gerson diet. And Gerson says human disease is only based on two principles, deficiency and toxicity. And if you really think about that, and chronic disease, that's absolutely true.
Because
The DNA knows what to do. It's coded to keep you alive for 100 years. And as long as you provide it with what it needs, then you can function. And so we've formulated this very complete multivitamin, Spectrum Max, for that purpose.
Ugh, Christian, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. You could go on forever, and I could listen to you forever. This is quite an interview. I am so thrilled to have you on, and I can't wait to bring Alex on, and we'll hear some more. And this is Dr. Christian Bogner. Thank you for all you do. ResearchedElements.com and AutismIsBiomedical.com. And is it Dr. Bogner and what health? DrBognerHealth.com, right?
Yes, Patty. Thank you so much. God
thank
bless you,
you so much for all you're doing and helping our kids. And good luck with your own son. I hope he's doing well. I usually ask at the end, but we ran out of time. So I'm sorry. I hope he's doing well.
He's doing
thank
well.
You
thanks,
again.
Patty. God bless.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave them helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.